Title: Minor Scale Basics for Clean Mixes Beginner. All right, let's build a clean, dark drum and bass loop in Ableton Live and use minor scale basics to make the mix easier before we even touch fancy mixing. Here's the big idea. In DNB, clean usually starts with in key. If your sub, mid bass, chords, and little melodic bits all agree on a small set of notes, your track instantly sounds more professional. You're not fighting weird clashes, you're not EQing forever, and your low end feels stable. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar rolling loop with drums, a sub, a mid bass, a simple minor chord stab, and maybe a tiny top note or FX hit that doesn't clash. Step 1. Set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's right in the classic DNB pocket. Now make a few groups so you stay organized and you don't end up with 30 random tracks later. Create a drums group, a bass group, a music group, and an FX group. And for safety while we're learning, put a limiter on your master. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Leave the gain at 0. This is not mastering. This is just making sure you don't get jump scared by clipping when you add saturation or pile layers. Step 2. Pick a key that works for DNB sub. Some keys are just easier for beginners because the sub sits in a nice frequency range. F minor, G minor, A minor. We'll use F minor. Now, the F natural minor scale notes are F, G, AB, BB, C, DB, AB, and back to F. Producer translation. Those are your safe notes. If your bass and musical parts mostly stay in that set, your mix will feel more locked and less chaotic. Step 3. Build a stay-in-key safety net in Ableton. Because here's the truth. Most beginner mix problems in DNB are actually composition problems. One wrong bass note can make you think you need EQ, multiband compression, saturation, sidechain, when really the note is just clashing with the chord. So let's prevent that. Option A, and the easiest, use Ableton's MIDI scale device. Create a MIDI track or just put this on each instrument. Drop in MIDI effects, scale, before your synth. Set the scale to minor and set the bass to F. Now when you play notes, Ableton will push them into F minor. It's like bowling with bumpers. You can still make great stuff, but you avoid the painful random wrong notes. Option B, in the MIDI clip editor, enable scale, choose root F, scale minor, and use the highlighted lanes as your guide. You can also use fold to reduce visual clutter. Either way is fine. The goal is the same. Fewer wrong notes equals fewer ugly clashes, which equals a cleaner mix. Step 4. Build the sub. This is where clean mixes really start. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Load operator. Initialize it and keep it simple. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. No fancy filter moves yet. We want solid fundamentals. Now add a basic device chain after operator, EQ8, then saturator, and optionally a compressor. On EQ8, don't low cut the sub right now. Beginners sometimes chop the exact thing they're trying to hear. Later you can clean tiny problems, like a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz if it gets boxy, when other layers come in. On saturator, choose something like soft sine or analog clip. Set drive somewhere around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is a major beginner trick. You're not making the sub louder, you're giving a harmonics so it's audible on small speakers without turning it into a muddy monster. Now write a 2-bar sub pattern using F minor notes. A super safe starting point is the root and the fifth, F and C. You can also use DB or AB for that minor flavor, but keep it minimal. Try something like bar 1, hold F long, then a short pickup on C, bar 2, F, then AB, then back to F with a little rhythm. And here's one of the most important rules in this whole lesson. Keep your sub single note. No chords in the sub. Ever. Chords down there are basically instant blur, instant weakness, instant why does my kick disappear? Quick coach tip. Think in rolls, not just notes. In F minor is your home. DB major is your lift. It feels wide and cinematic. AB major or C minor can create tension that wants to go back home. If you only use two rolls at first, like home and lift, you reduce clashes automatically. Step 5. Add a mid bass that follows the same scale, but doesn't fight the sub. Duplicate your SUB track and rename it MID bass. Swap the instrument to Waveatable or Keep Operator if you want. In Waveatable, start with a sawish wave. Add a low pass filter, somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz as a starting range, because we're going to shape it. Now the classic DNB starter chain for mid bass. First, EQ8. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz. This is huge. This is you telling the mix. The sub owns the deep lows, the mid bass lives above it. Then saturator with more drive than the sub. Try 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip-on. Then auto-filter if you want movement. Use something like an LP24 and gently modulate the cutoff, so it feels alive without adding new notes. Then optionally a compressor sidechained from the kick. But notice the order of priorities. We clean the harmony and frequency split first. Sidechain is a groove tool, not a fix my clashing notes tool. Finally, utility. Keep width controlled. If you go wide, do it mostly in the highs, not the low mids. If your Ableton utility has bass mono, turn it on, and set it so anything under roughly 120 Hz stays centered. Now here's a simple but powerful concept. A note budget. If you want clean mixes, limit how many unique notes each layer uses. For the sub, aim for 1 to 3 unique notes per 2 bars. For the mid-bass, 3 to 5 notes per 2 bars. For chords or top parts, 3 to 7 notes per 4 bars. If your mid-bass is doing like 8 different notes every 2 bars, it will mask everything, even if it's in key. Step 6. A minor chord stab that doesn't wreck the mix. Create a MIDI track called Stab. Low analog, electric for something mellow, or wavy-able for a cleaner synth stab. Now keep the harmony simple. In F minor, your home chord is F minor, F, Ab, C. This audio version is shortened for playback.